KP4, CPA Mobile.
K2RCU. KP4, CPA Mobile. How you doing?
2RCL. Okay, KP4, CPA. Name's David. Well, I'm a little tired. I just finished playing tennis for an hour and a half. But victory is sweet. So I won in a tiebreaker.
David, good going. This is Russell on this end.
Yeah, I slip up every now and then and win.
Feeling I get lucky every once in a while.
Just say, monkey falls out of the tree every now and then.
That one was pretty good. I hadn't heard that one.
Girl finds a nut.
One I've heard before.
I used to know a bunch of those. And my grandmother taught me a lot of limericks and things. She was a hoot, I tell you. Play a harmonica and dance, and had some friends come over one day, and I got her to do that for them, and then they were sitting on the couch, they about fell on the floor laughing.
Good right there now.
Well, she was, that's who raised me, and she was a, interesting lady, but she always liked to pull jokes and tell jokes, and we'd play games, like I Spy and stuff like that in the evening instead of watching TV sometimes, and she taught me how to make a kite. She taught me how to make a rubber band gun. Good Lord. Just taught me all kinds of stuff like that. She was always a lot of fun.
Pretty cool there. You know, it's about like anything else. If you ain't laughing, you ain't living.
I tell you, when she got together with her friends, that's all they did. It was just one constant laugh after the other. As a child, I was playing, so I really didn't know what they were laughing about because I was either in another room of the house or I was outside, but I could hear them. and it was just nonstop, you know. So she knew how to have a good time. And there was always somebody coming to visit her. I mean, you know, friends and relatives from out of town, and she had a lot of relatives in Georgia, Billerica, Georgia. It's about 45 minutes west of Atlanta on 20.
Sounds like she done a good job with raising you up, and definitely was a friendly person, obviously.
She did it. I was on a mission trip with Washington Avenue Baptist Church back in 89, and when she passed away, so I wasn't even home. She had gone into the hospital. I saw her in the hospital, but she wasn't conscious. How you say that word? Conscious. She was unconscious, and so I can't remember the last time we actually spoke before that, but she'd always meet you at the door with a big hug, and I lived with her when I was in college because I didn't want to live at home, and I'd call her up and tell her on Friday, I said, I'm coming home. I said, how about making me a sweet potato pie. She'd have two of them on the table when I got there.
It's pretty cool there then. Sounds like you got a lot of good memories to remember.
Yeah. Yep, sure do. Well, what are you up to today?
Up on a project over here. I'm working on an Inman. I got four patio doors hung today, so I'm going to call it an early day on a Monday. Head back to the house and maybe settle in for a little bit. I got to get a materials list together so we can start phase two on this project and get it knocked out before the heat of summer hits. That way I can take the rest of the year off, hopefully.
I decided to take the rest of the year off myself, and last year, the year before that, and the year before that, and I'll probably take next year off, too.
Yeah, it's hard to do that unless you're fully retired, which I took early retirement out of the fire department back in 2019, and I'm still peddling and still doing, so I guess I'll keep plugging it a little bit here and a little bit there. Feed the hobbies and the habits.
Well, I worked hard all my life. I worked two jobs and probably 85 hours a week. And so I think I've earned it. And the good Lord's been good to me. I've got better than I deserve, that's for sure.
Good deal. I'd say you've definitely earned it, that's for sure. I got a few more years before I hit full retirement age, but I was at a point where I was ready to get out of the emergency services after 27 years in it. I decided I'm going to hang a helmet up and piddle around and do a little construction work here and there and do a little traveling, and spent last season up in Alaska driving a tour bus, so me and the wife just kind of travel around and pick up a couple of seasonal positions here and there. And works out pretty good until COVID hit and then everything got shut down, but hopefully we're going to get back to normal here in another season or so.
I hope so. You know, who would have ever thought 2001 would have been like it was? Anyway, so I just, or 20, oh, I'm all confused now. Or 2020 would have been like it was. It's just been a mess. And I'll be glad. I was looking at the wife the other day. We were sitting on the couch, and I said, won't it be a good day when we can sit here and watch the news and we won't have to hear anything about COVID?
No doubt. I am ready to not hear anything else about it and know that it's gone and we don't have to deal with it.
I don't know if it'll ever be gone, but at least it'll be manageable, I hope. So, I can't believe that. Got this pull right in front of me. Well, I'm just going to go around in the median. Oh, well, I do that sometimes.
RCL. Yeah, some people just can't drive nowadays. It's everybody's in a hurry. Got to get there before time runs out. Should have left earlier if you're running late, but you know how it is. Everybody's always in a hurry. But I am just about to my destination now. David, it was good talking with you. I am going to go ahead and start clearing off. K2RCL 73s to you, and I'll be clear after your final.
Well, you have a good evening. Enjoy the rest of your afternoon. Glad you got to get off early. Have a good one, and we'll talk to you later. 73's KP4CPA.
For LAO mobile.
LAO KP4CPA, how are you doing?
How was your match?
I won in a tiebreaker, 10-4, so you know, it feels good to win every once in a while.
I'm out here walking on the rabbit trail with an HT, so it may not sound as all that clear.
Pretty good. You want a swamp rabbit. Used to be to be a train track there. We lived in North Cliff subdivision up in Travers Rest, and we could ride our bikes out of the garage, down the driveway, onto the sidewalk, and we never had to get on the road. Our subdivision was swamp rabbit connected, still is, and had asphalt, nice asphalt to ride on after the sidewalk ended, and it connected right up there behind Reedy River Baptist Church, and we used to get on our bikes and ride up to Travers Rest, ride north and ride up to the town, you know, and that was always a lot of fun.
By the post office, if you know where that is, and that PR's Oriental Takeout restaurant.
Downtown Greenville.
Down here in Travelers Rest, there's a post office here in Travelers Rest, that's where it is.
Oh, okay. Well, I know what you're talking about. Okay. I'm not familiar with some of those places up there. And some of them have changed since I moved, because we live in Taylor's. Have lived in Taylor's for several years, so anyway, things change, especially you move away and you go back, and gosh, I don't think we've been back to Travers Rest to eat out or anything. Of course, we hadn't eaten out anywhere since COVID hit, but we did go to the El Matador. When was that? Friday night, and ate there. So that's the first time we've eaten out, and I don't know when.
Nice places down here in Travelers Rest. If you remember where the old Williams Hardware Store used to be, that used to be a nice place. They closed that down, but Twin Tandem is a great place. You can sit outside in the plexiglass area. It's pretty nice.
Eaten at the Whistle Stop, and of course the grandkids always like that, especially the oldest one, and there was a nice restaurant across the street. I can't think of the name of it. I'm almost directly across the street from the Whistle Stop, and man, they had the best pork chops. Golly, I love pork chops, so I always got pork chops when we went to eat there. But I can't even remember the name of the place now.
First Market or something like that?
Seems like it started with an S, but I can't think of the name of it. It was right there where the True Value Hardware used to be. You know, that used to set off the road, and then just north of that, the next building, I think, is the restaurant there. And they're always crowded. Every time we went up there, they were always busy. But they had good food, and they had decent prices.
By the Whistle Stop, and their upstairs area is open now, and there were people up there eating even now.
Like their hamburgers, they're a little overpriced, but you know, it's a neat experience, especially when we got the grandkids with us. We used to go up there, you know, when we lived up there, but gosh, we hadn't been a long time. All right, well, I'm sitting in the garage here, so I'm going to bail out of here on you, but have fun out there. It's a beautiful day, and I'll see what I can do. Hopefully the wife doesn't have a to-do list that she's made since I was out playing tennis.
Well, we monitor the frequency here at KO4 LA.
KB4 CPA.